The Prime Minister Tony Abbott will arrive in India this morning with plans to sign a nuclear cooperation agreement that will allow Australia to sell uranium to New Delhi. Both governments say the benefits are significant. For India, the deal reduces its nuclear isolation and increases its uranium supply options, while it provides Australia with market diversification beyond China. But the deal is being criticised by nuclear observers and activists in India who claim Australia would be selling to a secretive and unsafe nuclear industry. South Asia correspondent Stephanie March reports.
It's Tony Abbott's first visit to India as Prime Minister. He'll start his trip with a day in Mumbai, meeting business leaders and, weather depending, playing a spot of cricket. Then he's off to New Delhi, where he'll meet his recently elected Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi. It will be their first face-to-face meeting, and if all goes to plan, they'll both walk away with something to show for it, a deal allowing Australia to sell uranium to India. Abhijit Iyer Mitra is a nuclear expert at the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi.
I would say that it's good for Australia economically, it's good for Australia strategically, it's good for India strategically and economically, and it's very, very good for the bilateral relationship.
Any shipments of Australian uranium to New Delhi are unlikely to take place for several years, but with India's plans to boost its nuclear power output from 4% to 25% in 2050, Australia could become a key source of yellow cake in the long term.
It'll be beneficial to India in that we get a source of energy that isn't geopolitically volatile like the Middle East, which is our main source of energy import right now. And the second thing is it gives Australia a very unique position in that it becomes so important in the Indian energy matrix, it's able to use a lot of leverage on India.
India has 20 civilian nuclear power stations and plans to build dozens more in coming years. The construction of new plants has been met with resistance in several parts of the country, with communities concerned about safety and environmental damage. SP Udaya Kumar is the convener of the People's Movement Against Nuclear Energy, based in India's south.
If Australia wants to sell this dangerous product to India and to many other countries in the world, they should really look at their policy first. They haven't constructed a nuclear power plant. I don't think that it's a moral decision to sell this dangerous product to other people.
Reports from India's Auditor-General and Public Accounts Committee have found the nuclear regulatory body to be weak and not independent. SP Udaya Kumar says India's government is not transparent when it comes to the nuclear power industry, nor the deal it plans to sign with Australia.
They haven't told us, look, how much uranium are they going to import or going to buy from Australia, for which plants, and how, most importantly, how this nuclear waste and the spent fuel will be stored. Where?
India has a nuclear weapons program and is believed to have stores of about 100 warheads. It hasn't conducted a nuclear weapons test since 1998, but remains a non-signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Any uranium sold by Australian companies to India would be intended for civilian nuclear power generation, and Australian officials say there are sufficient safeguards in place to stop it being diverted to the weapons program. This is Stephanie March in Mumbai reporting for AM.